that warmest congratulations. It must feel fantastic third time around. But really interesting, last couple of years we've had basically 1.5 seasons. This year we've had home and away. We've had 4 breaks in it as well with buys.
Yeah, it is a long season, but you do get to have it. There's a look at each team as well, so each has its pros and cons. And the ageing roster that we've got here, they found every week of it, and it took us a lot of weeks to get a lot of players to get here today and to give us the opportunity to get the victory. So we can't go past the boys that put in every week, back in round one all the way through. But we had to call a lot of reserve graders, a lot of our juniors actually, to step up. So we had to get them qualified and all that sort of stuff. So it was really great to see that the boys that we thought would get it beat out at the start of the year, that they could actually make it there. So I think that was a telling factor.
That extended sort of competition, you're able to get so many young players, players such as the Toby Marslins and the like, that still give your old blokes a bit of a breather here and there. But Pirates may come back to the field if we see the Benny Goodman's guys, the Andrew Beattie's, and also the Conrad Stars and the Dougie Biffins, and that'll be another challenge for you if you're going to take the bull by the horns next year.
Yeah, so it's hard to replace those boys. Just the team morale, it's a bit of a culture thing that we really work hard on, and we work hard all the way from January to now, so it's good to see. Not every side gets this opportunity to see it through like we've been able to do, so we're very humbled by it. But we understand that there's plenty of sides that wish they were in our position today.
Today was just all set up by a sort of exam on a whole year's work, and you blokes got 95% out of 100 sort of thing. Really set it up with the set piece, especially the scrum, and just took your opportunities. Bog had bits and pieces, but just weren't able to do it. It'd be a lot more easy, I suppose, in the last 5 minutes when the try was scored under the sticks compared to last year.
Yeah, definitely. They're a quality side. They can hit you from anywhere. They will attack from their own end, and they're very good, so welcome. And we took nothing for granted. We knew we'd have to perform for 80 minutes today, and lucky enough we come away with it.
Well, Matt, warmest congratulations once again, 30 in a row, not only winning the Santos Cup, which is the silver wicker basket, but also of course the Heath Shield. But I think the bigger thing to you guys is yet another Trelaw Cup for being the best side now, home and away, which is just such a monstrous effort over 22 weeks.
Yeah, so yet again, that comes down to a whole club effort, and it took a lot of players to get that, so it was a great effort all around.
Conrad, almost congratulations on the premiership. We keep meeting like this every year, and it's quite a nice time to be with you for the other 5 minutes, but great performance by the team on the day, isn't it? And really dominated early, controlled things with the set piece, and well, got their chances, but you're able to really put them away fairly early on in the piece and seal that up in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it was a really tough game today. We knew from the start that we'd have to be dominant in our set piece, like you mentioned, and we put a big focus on that, and we just needed to make sure we gave their backs as little opportunity as possible, because they're very, very handy back line. So that was the idea in the set piece, you know, just disrupt it as much as possible and put a bit of pressure on them there. And I think we did that pretty well, and you know, we forced a few, you know, uncharacteristic mistakes from Walker, which really helped us out, yeah.
Well, I've given you the Trelaw Cup, and we do mention the Trelaw Cup a fair bit because it's to the best team. Last year you played about 12 games for 1.5 season. This year it's home and away. It really knocked the club around this year as far as injuries, but it was a great opportunity to also blood a lot of young players. In a lot of ways it's satisfying to win the Trelaw Cup because you're the best side all year, and yeah, you've got to win the grand final and all that malarkey. But compared to last year, was it a much tougher season, or was it better to have a home and away competition where you got 9 genuine games at home?
I don't know really how to answer that one. I know from personal experience that it felt like a lot longer season. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like you said, we got to blood a lot of young people. I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think there was 43 blokes who pulled on a first grade jersey this year, which is a large number, which is a great opportunity, you know, because there is a few guys that are talking about retiring. To give them a bit of first grade experience in a pretty good side is a real help for the club, I think. Yeah.
Finally, I'm going to ask you, are you going to retire after 8 premierships?
I haven't decided anything yet. Like, I'll see how next year feels, to be honest. You know, I love rugby, so you know, I don't want to call it quits too early. Simple as that, yeah.
Well, whatever you're holding up trophies like the Trelaw Cup and the Heath Shield and the Wicker Basket, now it's the Santos Cup, you've got to stick around because the good times don't last forever. So, Conrad, warmest congratulations. Fantastic effort to skipper once again at the Tamworth Pirates here at the Santos Central Rugby Premiership Grand Final.